It's time for Blake and Ed now. One's big and nasty, the other's a robot. They're here to entertain you with farts and Reese from the future. It's live after the cover set.
And welcome to Live After Cover Save Comedy Gaming Podcast, episode 198.
That's a 9, 10.
In 18.
In 18.
Nine times 2, 11.
It's an 18.
It's an 11.
But what's 18?
18?
Yeah.
8 plus 1.
But, okay.
It's a 9, right?
Yeah.
9 is 3 times 3.
Uh-huh.
So that's 6. Which is divisible by 2, which is also a...
2. It's a 2, guys.
It's a 2.
Yep. It's either a 2 or a 1. It's either a 2 or a 1 if you go that route. Or it's prime. Maybe it's a prime number.
If you can make it a prime number, it's always the best.
11 is only divisible by 1 in itself.
Yeah. 11 is a beautiful number.
But we're not on episode 11.
No.
We're far.
198.
Yeah. Which is not a prime number.
Mm-mm. It's an 18. 18, you know, divided by 2 is, well, 9 times 2, 9 times 2 is 11. 9 and 2 is 11.
11's perfect. We did it. Somehow we did it, guys.
I told you.
Game over, man.
All right, we'll just turn this off.
Rest in peace.
Edward. Edward.
Yeah.
What do we got planned for the show today?
Well, we're gonna be talking with the painter.
Ooh.
I know, like, we haven't had enough of these. No. Stay tuned, because there's more to come in the future.
We got at least 3.
Yeah.
That we need to get to.
Well, let's name them.
Really?
You want to name them? Let's put our flag.
I was going to say I'm...
Okay, let's initial them. LS.
LS?
J-O.
O.
Who's
the other one?
I don't know. You tell.
O-O-O.
You tell me.
You. I don't. You tell me. There is one. A-L.
Oh.
He has a G-R-R-M story.
Oh, yes. Yes, he does. I remember now.
So now...
We got 3 painters.
Now the lifers are thoroughly confused.
As they should. When are they not?
And who's on the show today? A painter named... Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a little phlegm back there. A painter named B.M.
Yep, Brian B.M. Murphy. Brian Michelson.
Charlie Murphy died.
Who's Charlie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy's brother.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Fuck your couch.
Is that what he said?
Rick James, bitch.
That's Eddie Murphy's brother?
Hell of a drug. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. He used to do a lot of, what's his face?
Chappelle.
Yeah.
Did you watch Chappelle's new shit?
No, is any good?
I thought something was really funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got a painter today. But before that, before we get to this painter.
Yeah.
We got
some business to take care of.
We do? Oh, yeah. You like us on Facebook. It works.
Yeah.
Go to the YouTube channel. Ed needs to upload some stuff to the thing. So
they're
already...
They're uploaded. Oh, you're talking about the other thing.
Put the other episodes
up. Yeah. But we got videos up there that just need to be released.
That's true.
We were on Facebook Live the other day, and if you're not liking us on Facebook and following us, you won't know.
You won't see it.
You missed out on some pretty entertaining stuff.
An exclusive, if you will.
Yeah, we had an exclusive, very exclusive. We almost got slapped with a cease and desist.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably one comment away from it.
Yeah.
But you know what? We stopped it. We followed. We play at their rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, when you got rules.
Rule number one, always have fun.
That's
GW's number one rule.
Rule number two.
Roll off.
Yeah. Rule number three.
Rule number three, there are no rules, right?
Yeah. And the fourth rule is, rule three is a weird rule.
The golden rule.
Yeah, the golden rule.
But I was going to say,
What is the golden rule?
Do unto others as Mm. Oh, wait. Roll it off.
No. Golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules.
That's true.
Or do unto others as they would do to you.
Also, on that little live Facebook live video that we put out, it was like almost an hour. It was like 40-something minutes.
I was thinking we should just do our shows like that.
Yeah, we should. From now on.
But that makes the interviews harder.
No, we just don't look at them. Oh, yeah, but we could just do all our pre-rambles.
I'll do all our pre-rambles on there?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
That way they still have to download the show to listen to the interview.
We still need to make you go download that shit.
But the other thing that we did was I can't think of his name. McMahon. Who was that? Jesse Ventura off.
Yes.
We had a Jesse Ventura off, and I won. Yeah. So you won't be hearing Blake ever do Ventura ever again.
Is this true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was
the The winner goes the spoils.
I wasn't aware of any of that.
Yes.
I wouldn't have agreed to that.
Well, you know what? It was in the small print.
Look at you sitting in your leather chair.
Yeah, it's pivoting.
You know.
I wish my garage looked like this.
I don't know. Tell me. Maybe it does. McMahon.
Okay, so we took care of the YouTubes.
My boots.
My boots.
Yeah, YouTube, Facebook. You can send us an email.
We have an email for Fartstone in our cover saves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have an email in Fartstone. Well, okay, that's a good, beautiful, organic segue.
Because you need to start downloading us some Fartstone, too.
It's happening. Fartstone's happening.
It's growing.
It is growing.
Can you imagine? When I started tracking it, it's at least doubled.
It's true.
It was originally like at 10 listeners. Now it's at 20.
Is it really?
No, I'm joking. It's more like
100,000.
100 million.
Well, here's our goal, lifers. Listen. Hearthstone is a much bigger game. Bigger, there's more money in it.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as Fartstone hits, we're just going to cancel Life of the Cover Save.
You're going to have to follow us over there and get us in 10-minute bites.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
10-minute chomps. No, I don't see that happening anytime soon, guys.
No, because it's not growing.
This is growing.
Yeah, yeah. Take us like another 10 years.
Yeah. Which is, how did Life of the Cover Save, how do we get so many listeners for Life of the Cover Save?
We begged and we pleaded. Well, I went on a lot of forums back when forums were the thing, before Facebook groups took over.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Or just it was the time. Because I don't know if this, I don't know if what we do now would do anything.
What do you mean?
I mean, if we started up right now, doing what we do.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be popular.
No? Probably not.
Well, enough of this bullshit.
You know what? I think it would. Because it's still different. Our show is different than anybody else's show. There are a lot of shows that are similar to each other out there.
It's true.
And our show is different.
I don't know. You tell me. How is it different, McMahon? You know,
was that just even?
I'm on a hand mic right
what
now.
What is?
That's Paul Bearer.
Oh, really? That's Paul Bearer? Yeah. When did he do that? Every night when he went to sleep?
When he died. I'm on a hand mic right now, and it's kind of...
Yeah, it's a little weird. Don't rub your beard on the microphone.
I just showered it.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it sounds weird. Those are the same mic we use for our interviews in Las Vegas, as you can find on the YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, I can smell it.
You can smell Vegas in there?
Mm-hmm.
What does it smell like?
Smells kind of like my butthole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird.
I thought it sounded a little like, smelled a little like depression.
That too.
Yeah. Defeat.
That's what my butthole smells like.
Depression.
So we have two things that one thing that we need to put in.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it in at the break.
Yeah. Before the break.
No, but
right when this closes.
Break, when this closes.
Before you hear commercials.
So stay tuned for that. That is something that is interesting. It has a lot to do with the things that we're dealing with the law firm and the Thunderdome and the Altar War business. That's
stealing ideas.
Yeah. But before we get into that, Ed.
Yeah.
Since this is a gaming podcast, what kind of gaming have you been doing?
Well, to be honest, Blake, I've been doing a lot of PC gaming.
Ooh, you got a PC.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
I got, well, of course I had to get Overwatch. Because that game's just so much fun.
It's better on the PC.
It's different on the PC. I'm still not used to it 100%.
To me, it's more intense.
It's definitely more intense. You can move a lot faster. You can look around a lot faster. Mm-hmm. I think you can get more precise. Mm-hmm. Actually did pretty well, if I say so myself, porting over to the mouse and keyboard.
How's little Eddie handling it?
He's doing all right. He still gets, like, good stuff happening. Like, we still get medals. We still get place and medals. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We haven't got to 25, so we can't play ranked yet. But, yeah. But it seems like it's just as quiet as the Xbox right now. A lot of people, like, okay, Xbox, the original Xbox, and maybe halfway into the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
It was like people talked. You go into rooms and games and everyone was talking. Everyone was like communicating. Yeah. And now, like, everyone's just like, they turn off their whatever. They just turn off their headset. They listen, but they won't talk. Huh. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe if you're playing a ranked game, that might be more communication.
Sometimes there is. And then you'll get, like, I don't know. I just feel like slowly, and even I do it. Like, I don't talk as much as I used to, but I notice that in a lot of the games that we play, Battlefield, games where you used to talk to your teammates and, like, call things out or just talk trash, one of those two things. You know, it's not as vocal as it used to be.
Maybe like, we more of the population is getting used to this is the way Overwatch works.
Yeah.
And it's more of an understanding that we need to do these things. And then when someone, like, this is, you have to push this way, and there's roles everybody needs to play.
Yeah, but instead of saying it,
people just are more aware of it.
They'll just type it in, or they'll just use the emotes or the quick, like I need healing. It's automatic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And maybe it also has to do with, like, it's a lot of people who aren't adults, so they don't want to be like, I need healing, guys.
Yeah.
Someone get rid of that mercy.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah, I hate mercy. That mercy keeps killing me.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
And then somebody gets on and be like, boy, your balls haven't dropped here.
And they're like, oh, mute my mic.
I'm going to kill myself now.
Yeah.
Mom, make me a sandwich.
But if you were playing with Muppet and Carl and all of them,
that's the only way we get to talking.
Yeah.
And those are the best times I have.
Best times.
The best times is when we have a lobby full of people that we know and we're just cracking jokes and
making fun
of people that can't hear us because we're all in private lobbies. That's the other thing. A lot of people are in private lobbies.
Yeah.
And they don't, like, talk to the newcomers.
Or a party or something. Yeah.
So it'll be a party of three, but the team is like eight. So those three will communicate with each other, but the rest of the team can't talk to them.
Yeah.
So it's hard. People are antisocial.
Yeah.
And then when I was a kid, I thought, oh, man, when we could play against other people around the world, it's going to bring us together.
Yeah.
And we're just dropping bombs on people now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Overwatch PC, that's all. And then you got Gang Beast.
Gang Beast. It's fun, dude.
The kids like it.
Yeah, Gang Beast is fun.
The kids like it.
Especially when you learn how to pick people up and throw them.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I was king of the ring. You know what I mean? In the ring level, I was
really king. It's a pretty intense game.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It's weird.
I don't know what they were thinking.
I'm happy that
they did great.
I'm happy they made that game.
When we went to England.
Mm-hmm. Video Game Museum.
Video Game Museum.
Nottingham. If you're there, check it out.
We still got prizes to send out. Don't worry, guys. This ain't over.
Well, they have to get back to us too.
I think I need to do another round of emails. Yeah. There was a game there, and me and Ed played it and had a blast.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Down the road in life, you pick it up.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
It is fun.
So PC gaming.
Yeah.
That's where you are right now.
Kind of, and then the handheld gaming and whatever.
I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone.
I know you have.
I got to rank 14.
That's pretty good, Blake.
I don't know.
That's, you don't know? I mean, that's probably the highest I've ever gotten. I might have only got to 15.
You know what is good now that when you get to 20, you don't drop?
Yeah.
When you get to 15, you don't drop. When you get to 10, you don't drop. So that's kind of nice. That keeps my ego up. I just know I'm going to get to 15. I'm never going to leave it.
Yeah.
So if I really want to like progress, I need to really put a good deck together and learn it.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
Watching a lot of Hearthstone videos too.
You're making yourself a better player.
I don't know about that.
I think you are.
Just a better deck.
Well,
it takes time. That's the thing, is it takes time once you net deck or bring in a deck that you got online, you're not immediately going to win with it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see how it runs and plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I'm committing to the Warrior, me and the Warrior, to the top.
Well, you guys have a kinship.
Yeah.
You and the Warrior.
I want that gold badge. I want that gold Warrior.
Mm-hmm. And does it show you how far you've progressed?
Yeah, it says you have to win 500 ranked games.
How many have you won?
Like 240.
So you're about halfway there.
Oh, man, that's going to be hard.
Oh, I wonder how far I am with some of my decks.
I used to be. I mean, yeah, I think I picked up the most games with him. Maybe I'm going to move. Maybe I'll pick up a pirate deck. Maybe I'll do a straight aggro deck. That way I can have some bounce back and forth.
You need that bounce back.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now the Warrior quest is all about control.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple weird variations. I basically have almost every Warrior card.
You're awesome, dude.
So I decided I'm going to commit to the man in red.
Commit to him, bro.
It's time for me to have a... Speaking of commitment...
Oh, yeah.
I keep on getting blown up here.
Yeah.
I need to find out. Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nice, bro.
Well, I think... You know who's been into Hearthstone, too? Your cousin.
Yeah. He's really big into Hearthstone right now.
But, yeah, a lot of Hearthstone. I haven't been playing much video games. I got to suck in my belly while it takes this picture. Now I can let it out. We got some fucking bread pudding on the way.
Yeah,
when it's going to work. When are we going to eat that bread and pudding?
The bread and pudding?
Bread and pudding.
I don't know, man.
But,
you did suck in your gut pretty good there, dude.
Yeah,
a metamorphosis.
I got a fart.
Let it out, dude. You got the. Just put it right here. Shh. Rest it on your nuts.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What the heck, dude?
That was a near poo.
That's a new couch, by the way. Don't poop on that.
I'm not going to poop
on
it.
That's my mom's couch. You can't poop on my mom's couch.
But yeah, I guess game-wise, that's really what I've been up to. I think Shadow War sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, but when are we going to get it?
I don't know, dude.
We're not, right?
Free rules supposed to be out sometime.
Yeah.
8th edition, 40K is bubbling up.
You know what? I got this Vive. I've been jonesing on this Vive. And
you got the Vive?
No.
You just want it.
I just want it, so all my attention's been on this Vive, and I don't know if I'll ever... do anything ever again. Because I was talking to Tommy Bahama, buddy.
Yeah.
And like, it sounds like that's all he does ever.
He's on the Vive.
Just vibing it up.
Oh, man.
What a life to lead, dude. Tommy, I'm jealous.
Can you put two Vives into one machine?
I don't know, Tommy. Can you?
Maybe we can get Tommy on to talk about the Vive.
I'd like to talk to your brother, Tommy.
You know, we could do. Uh-huh. It probably won't happen, but I need to get a new graphics card, put in my computer. I can get a Vive, and you can be in your Vive. I can be in my Vive, and we can have an interview, a live podcast in Vive with whoever.
That'd be awesome.
With Tommy Bahama.
Or
whoever.
Yeah.
Terrence McKenna would show up.
Oh, yeah, he would be there. Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. All right. Well, he'll be there for sure.
By the way, I mean...
Maybe there's an algorithm for Terrence McKenna out there.
For sure.
The Terrence The Machina. Terrence Machina.
He's the founder of the Machine Elves.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know if it's true,
Jim Carrey is planning on being
Terrence McKenna.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't know where I heard that.
I heard it from you on when? Facebook.
Only two people liked it.
Was I one of them?
No.
I hardly like things.
I do.
But you know what? I do like it, Blake. I'm going to tell you in person, I liked it. Thank you. In here.
I like it in here.
Yeah.
Pointing at my heart.
Yeah.
In here. Yeah. Pointing at my head.
And are you touching there, your skin tag?
No, that's the other eye.
Oh, that's the other eye.
And then right there on my left testicle. So, guys, listen.
Are you touching your skin tag on your left testicle?
Yeah, I do have one there. Oh, jeez. It's not as gross.
That one's not as gross.
This one's pretty. It's like scaly.
I got one right here on my neck.
It looks like a creature from the expansion of Hearthstone.
You know what? One day when we go on another trip where it's me and you, I'm going to draw a face on it while you're sleeping. Just a little mouth and eyeballs.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up and you're going to freak out. You're going to say, cut it off.
It's gross. Well, we have.
Because it's going to be so lifelike. You know what I mean? I'll put all the detail.
It's like fucking. Someone should tattoo it.
No.
It's going to glow in the dark.
No.
And I just live in black lights.
Mm-mm. No, I'm just going to put like wrinkles in it. So it's going to look like you. I'll shave off some of your hair from your head and put it on top of his head. And then some from your beard and put it on his beard.
Weird.
It'd be little Blake.
That'd be really sick.
Remember when Travis, was it Travis? Somebody put a picture of, who was it?
Someone, me in the Spider-Man outfit?
No, it was like somebody's beard, and inside their beard was their face.
Yeah, it was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, this is so weird.
It was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and his
and
chin.
His mustache, yeah.
Yeah, and his mustache chin was another Hulk Hogan.
So guys, what we have today, we have a painter, a frontline painter, Brandon Miner.
That's who it is.
He's a BM. He's BM. A nice guy. I talk about one of my experiences in Vegas with him that he was witness to. He's a hell of a painter.
And there's an interesting fact about him that you'll find out in the interview.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating. Utterly fascinating.
Yeah, and it's not being sarcastic here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't want to try to do this fart. I'm a little concerned.
Okay.
Okay. Try,
you know what? Try it, dude.
Nailed it.
Does it smell? Nah, you pulled away too soon. Still smell like
something,
Vegas?
There's something there.
But it still smells like Vegas?
It smells exactly like Vegas.
Does it smell like salmon?
Not yet.
Okay.
But, so Brandon's on the show.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've talked to him.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
And then Ed is going to put in this...
This
audio clip.
I don't know. I'm a little upset that I have to play it for other people. But... People should hear it, I guess, right? Blake wants me to put it on.
Yes.
So I'll do it.
And if you don't, I'll do it. I don't know how. I'll figure it out.
Maybe you have to edit the show.
Fine. I'm going to edit the show and put it in.
Okay. Well, be prepared for a crappy show, guys. This might be at the end.
So,
who knows? You might be listening to the end of the show right
now. It might be happening right now.
Yeah.
Just over or under our talking.
Yeah.
So I press stop on this, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Stay tuned. We love you. Hey, Loop. It's Blake. I'm leaving you this Skype message because, I'm not returning my text messages or my phone calls. I've left some messages on your phone. I contacted your wife on Facebook. But for whatever reason, it's not getting through to you. So hopefully when you log into Skype, you're going to see this message. Okay. Where to start here? The thing that's been happening between our two podcasts, the disagreement, it's something that we can fix. I don't think it has to go the way it's going right now. I would hope that we can come to some agreement here. Because I don't think we Ed and I have known you now for a while.
Who's this?
And then we had the trip to England.
Wait a minute.
And
is that Loopy?
The thing in
is that Loopy?
If England meant anything
to
you,
Loopy.
If England meant anything to you, we can get through this together.
Why don't you understand?
And I think, you know, maybe you're not answering the phone calls because of the lawyer stuff, but I think we can just, let's push the lawyers aside for a little bit.
Let's push Lutney aside.
No. We can come to an agreement together.
Train tracks.
We can come to agreement together. We don't need to worry about the lawyers right now.
Step on his hat.
We can step on his hat.
His English hat.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of vitriol, and some people are going to be saying things that are mean, but listen, it's just as long as you and I can communicate. We can fucking figure this out.
We're not figuring out anything.
So just listen.
Let the lawyers figure it out.
Just
Dewey,
hit me back.
Get him, Dewey. Get him.
Yeah, we just need to just talk this through.
I'll call Dewey right now. All right,
dude. Listen, Loopy.
Hang up.
I have to go, Loopy.
So help me God.
I have to go. Bye.
Blink.
Hey, this is Big Nasty B from Life Out of the Cover Safe, and I'm at a mall talking to strangers about Table War. Table War develops some of the most innovative products for the miniature wargaming and hobby industry.
And I develop pictures.
That's great. They develop things like the Fat Matt.
Who's Matt? And why is he so fat?
Well, first off, Matt is not a person. The Fat Matt is a tabletop gaming surface. And with over 40 different designs, Table War's Fat Matt has become a community standard.
I got a Surface Pro. It's like 10 inches. By the way, I mean my friend Simbun. Do you know what that is?
No, but I do want to tell you about the Table War Tower case line.
Oh man, towers are so huge.
Well, it's not that kind of tower. It's the original modular, all-in-one display storage and transport system for all your tabletop miniatures.
Wow, you're really smart. What's your relationship status?
Well, it's complicated. But you know what isn't complicated?
Chili dogs.
This is true. But also, the Macromat.
Oh, geez, not that guy again.
The Macromat is a one-of-a-kind, innovative photography backdrop, perfect for collectibles, hobby miniatures, and small works of art. Its durability, portability, and functionality in one inexpensive product.
I wasn't paying attention to what you just said, but do you validate parking?
No, I do not. But if you want more information, head over to TableWar.com and check them out.
Table War!
Hey, buddy, you ready to play some 40K?
Yep, I brought an old wallet, 3 CD cases, and a mic stand.
What's the mic stand for?
You know how you make your daughter hold up the unsupported section of the kitchen table? The mic stand can fill in for her when she has to use the bathroom.
Oh, that's genius. She's getting super muscular from all that lifting.
Yeah, she's looking like Stallone's double from Over the Top.
No kidding. Last week, she hugged me, and I peed blood for 3 days. But we don't need the mic stand.
So we're going to be using the wallet and the CDs to level out the two folding tables?
Nope.
We're going to put the flimsy plywood over the coffee table? I hate that. I broke half my army when we leaned on it last time.
No.
Not the floor again.
Follow me. Let me show you the future. Firmaterra's Alpha Table.
Firmaterra's Alpha Table is a portable tabletop gaming innovation, a game space that moves with you.
The Alpha Table is a full 6-foot by 4-foot gaming table that folds up into a 48-inch by 18-inch unit with handles.
It can be slipped under your bed, fit into the trunk of your car, and hidden from ashamed loved ones.
The creators of the Alpha Table wanted a solution that would cost less than your terrain, move along with your army and miniatures, and remain out of sight when not in use.
Head over to firmaterra.com to look at full specs, videos, and pictures.
Firmaterra. Make war everywhere.
Hey, is your daughter home from school yet? I have to rotate my tires and I don't have a floor jack.
Use code LATCS at checkout.
Hey guys, Big Nasty B here. I want to talk to you about all the great stuff that you can buy at wargamer.com.
Whoa, that's wargamma.com.
Wargamma.com.
Yeah. Mr. Danny does alternative and original resin sculpts for tabletop war games. Models, terrain, markers, and objectives. Even bases.
Wait. I understand what war is. It's a battle. I understand what gamma is. It's like gamma rays that made the Hulk the Incredible Hulk. But if you put them together, I don't get what they're talking about.
Well, I'm not sure either. But if you go to Wargamma.com, you can see just what I'm talking about.
Hey, Robo Ed. You think Mr. Danny likes chimichangas as much as we do? Wargamma.com.
Throughout human history, our species has faced the frightening terrorizing fact that we do not know who we are or where we're going in this ocean of chaos.
The world is made of language. The mind is somehow a co-creator in the process of reality through acts of language.
Look at that. It's like magic.
The button worked then. You know, here's the deal. When you're pressing the button and it gets the error chime.
Yeah.
And you press it again and it gets an error chime.
Yeah.
If you press it the third through 27th time, you're going to get the error chime.
I probably hit it 40, 50 times. Yeah. Just to bug you. Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, good.
It did. All right. Hey, guys. As we promised, we got another talk here. We're with an interesting dude.
Very interesting.
This is Brandon Miner. Brandon?
Yo.
Now, it's not Miner like, you know, I
majored in economics and I minored.
It's Brandon, I'm a major minor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is that way. It's not like, it's like not, I'm digging for gold.
No.
Okay. M-I-N-O-R.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like,
I was going the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like,
I should have let you talk.
Yeah.
Why didn't I let you talk? I just keep cutting off.
It just happens. It just fucking happens.
Go ahead.
No big deal. Bottom line is, I tend to talk over you, Ed, so it happens.
Tit for tit.
So.
Tat.
Start it. Go. So, now, Brandon, you are known for a variety of activities and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really, most people would know you through working at Frontline Gaming's painting studio.
I believe so at this point, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, other people might know you in different realms, but our fans and me, we only know you through that realm.
The BDSM community.
The BDSM community. Yeah. The, you know, right. Maybe the swinger community.
Yeah.
What else?
The handicap community. Yeah. I do limp.
Yeah. He doesn't have a limp.
Yeah. And the Doctors Without Borders.
Doctors Without Borders is a big one. Yeah. You know, it's a really bad one, and I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
But so I was able to spend a lot of time with you at Las Vegas Open 2017, Brandon.
We had a blast. We bonded.
Now, here's, just want to open it up with this.
Okay.
So, you know, I myself was enjoying my California legal right to imbibe.
Was this after I left?
Yeah, this was Monday night.
Oh, geez, okay.
This was Monday night.
When you were up till like 4 o'clock in the morning?
That was Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you were up the night before.
The night before.
And then you're still up early that day.
Yeah, somewhat early, helping him move the tables again. We had a fun time working on the tables, didn't we, Brandon?
Oh, just so much fun.
We were doing the whole, we had this joke about a dangle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dangle, the movie dangles, or the show dangles.
Yeah, and so it was like, someone was making a joke about a dangle. And we're like, all right. And they were like, you know, The Last of the Dangles is like a movie title, Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
You know.
To Catch a Dangle.
Yeah. Oh. Fear and Loathing in Lost Dangle.
Gotcha.
And we must have did that.
Jurassic Dangle.
It was an hour minimum.
Yeah, we did it for so fucking long.
Was this after you imbibed?
No, this was early in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So that was super fun, doing the dangle game and doing those fucking tables. But that night I had imbibed on my California constitutional right.
Yeah.
To consume certain legal chemicals.
In Las Vegas.
In Nevada, where it's medically legal.
Yeah.
And so I started out slow and steady.
Yeah.
Because I understand how it works to me.
That's now, how you finish the race.
Yeah. Now, Brandon, you saw me slow and steady, right?
Oh, yeah. See, I jump right in, but you did the smart thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you cut the candy in half, you eat half of it. You wait 30 minutes, eat another half just to see how you feel.
What kind of candy is it?
Special candy.
Was it
looking? Yeah, they were like little jellies, like little peach rings kind of thing, but they were watermelon rings.
It was watermelon rings loaded. Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, I'm sure they have stuff in them, but I'm just saying, like, what flavor? Like
watermelon ring.
Is it like a gummy? Like a Lifesaver gummy?
like a big one, like you see at 7-Eleven.
Oh, how many of them were coming in a pack?
I don't know.
How many did you eat?
Four.
Three. I ate three.
Okay.
Brandon ate
but
four.
But you ate like half and then half and then half and then half.
Yeah,
okay.
I built up to it.
And he just grabbed four and just shoved them.
Well, you know.
Okay.
No, no. I did like one every half an hour.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how this stuff works, so that's why I'm asking.
Well, the dosing can be weird, so I tend to err on the side of caution.
Right.
Brandon, on the other hand.
You can't overdose, right?
Hey, no. It's okay. Vegas. I'm going to do it.
So I think by the end of the night, it was me, you, and Pascal. We were sitting.
From...
No, not from New Zealand. Okay. Another
Pascal is another one of our studio painters here. He's actually sitting next to me right now. So.
Hey, tell him I say hi.
They say hi to you, Pascal.
Hey. Are you guys plugging away at the brush? You just painting?
Oh yeah, always, man.
Man, fucking the life.
Is there a chain that goes from your ankle to the painting table?
Sometimes it feels like that.
Well, no, it's actually not a chain from. It's actually he has it around his waist,
uh-huh.
And it goes up to a track bar
mm-hmm.
above, so he can get to the different stations.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Spoiler alert. At the end of Breaking Bad, one of his buddies is basically chained up in this hillbilly meth lab like that.
Who, Jesse?
Jesse,
oh. Yeah.
And he's on that chain just working in the meth lab all the time.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, now that you've made the connection, yeah, it's right there. That's it.
But Walter
Reese
breaks him out,
Reese is this redneck
right?
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Reese is the redneck guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody else is just his cousins.
I forgot what I was going to say.
All right, so I slow and steadied it.
Yeah.
Because I understand my body, and I understand what that can do to me. Mm-hmm. But by the end, it's me, Pascal, and Brandon. Mm-hmm. We're at this like margarita bar that's only maybe 150 feet, would you say, from Bally's, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, it's just down the escalators,
yeah.
Which were
okay.
broken when Blake
yeah,
tried
well,
to leave.
That's the thing.
Okay, so this is, right as you go down the escalators, there's all those little shops,
yes.
And there's like the oxygen
it's
place.
It's the very first
No,
thing
this is outside.
Down.
Yeah, it's outside.
There's an oxygen bar
there's
outside?
There's like an oxygen bar, there's like a sunglass hut, there's all these little shops.
Outside.
And there's a bar right there, yeah.
Okay, we were at one of the bars okay. right there by the escalator.
Okay.
And we had been talking, Brandon has a number of great stories that we'll get into.
Okay.
Just, you know, where he's at. And I had been, because Brandon, you are a person who does not see color. You see grayscale.
Yeah, yeah. The cones and I have a mutation of the cones that reflect light. So I just see in a grayscale.
Which is fantastic because you're a hell of a painter.
Yeah, number one studio painter, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's humble.
Yeah.
So I had been trying to conceptualize this to try to have this make sense in my head.
Uh-huh.
I can understand it, but there are moments when...
I can't understand it, and I'm not imbibed.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But even then, if you're imbibing or not, there are concepts you can understand
yes.
in your head intellectually, but then there are moments where, like, your brain can finally wrap around it.
Yeah.
And you can understand it. You can feel it.
Right.
Right? You can suddenly feel it.
Okay.
Right? So I had been grappling with this grayscale thing and seeing color and painting yeah. the whole time. And how does that work? What does it look like to him? How is my relation to how I see the world to his relation to how yeah. I see the world?
So first you went into now, like, no, this can't be real.
No, I totally knew it was real.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to experience it.
Okay.
You know, trying to make it real to me. And
did you start seeing the world in gray?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But.
That would have been crazy. That was real.
But I don't know, Brandon, I don't know if you could tell, but I had started to kind of, I was starting to go over the waterfall a little bit once we were sitting down at the little margarita bar. Did you notice that at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I dealt with it pretty well. And
you were
then,
still with it. You were doing good. You
for
were
a
doing
moment.
Well.
Until I completely conceptualized you seeing the world in grayscale. And it triggered in my mind, because you were explaining like the crayons, the Crayola crayons, looking at that light, looking at the drinking bottle that was there, you know, what would that be? Yeah. I was able to finally...
Dude, you got a good memory.
Dude, no, this is a fucking pivotal experience in my life. I was able to wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
And then in my head, I'm like, all right, this is scientific proof, undeniable scientific proof that human beings do not experience reality the same way from person to person. Even if it's just a fucking, just a coloration. That opens up the door to a massive fucking possibility, right? A colorblind person does not see the world the way you do, bud.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Right.
His reality is not your reality.
Yeah. Someone with poor eyesight doesn't see. Someone wearing glasses doesn't see the same world the same
way. It's true, right?
Yeah.
And so that door clicked open in my head.
Okay.
And knowing how I am and knowing where I go,
yeah,
even when I'm not having a fucking meltdown, it just fucking, I just slammed.
Okay.
I just slammed.
Okay.
And I decided, like, all right, I need to get up and I need to go to my room.
This was priceless.
And I told them before, like, you know, sometimes if I'm really stoned, like, I can get weird and I need to go away.
Yeah.
Because it's making me uncomfortable thinking that I'm making other people uncomfortable because I'm acting weird.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is,
I'll still do it.
So I'm like, all right, guys, I need to go up to my room now. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to play it cool, but I'm fucking freaking out.
Okay.
Brandon, did you realize I was fucking freaking out?
I didn't realize it until you couldn't get in the elevator with all those people. You just turned around and came and sat back down and said, I couldn't do it, man.
What?
So I'm like, all right, guys, it was a pleasure. I had a great time talking with you and Pascal. It was wonderful. And then I went to go take the elevator up,
mm-hmm.
I mean the escalator, and there's a big fucking thing in front of it that says closed.
Yeah.
You can't go up it.
Oh.
And I kind of stopped there looking at that. And then I kind of turned around to look at them at the table, and then I walked back to the table, and I kind of just sat down, and I was like, "Yeah, I can't go that way." Like, I'm not sure how I'm going to get to my room.
Right.
But I'm 100 feet away from fucking Bally's.
Yeah.
So they were like, "There's an elevator there," and I saw the elevator, and I was like, "I haven't been on that elevator before.
Yeah.
I don't know where it takes me. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
Where that'll put me."
You might put me in the Flamingo.
Yes.
Luxor, MGM Grand. I don't know.
Because Vegas is full of wandering, random...
elevators.
I'm talking about wandering, random, intoxicated people.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Who?
It's Vegas, baby.
Yeah, because they know they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
But that's basically all they know.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get to their hotel room.
Eventually.
Or
to the next bar.
Or somewhere.
Yeah, they're trying to get somewhere.
But I know where I'm trying to go.
Yeah, to the room.
So I ended up getting to my room. When I was in the elevator, I realized...
So you tried to go in the elevator and there's a bunch of people, so you walked away?
No. I tried to get the escalator. There was no one there.
Oh.
But then I went to get to the escalator. I'm sure, Brandon, you were seeing me stand there, and all these other fucking people started to stand around me, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was pretty good.
At the escalator?
At the elevator.
Oh, okay.
At the elevator.
Okay.
Cause
said escalator twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reliving this. I'm getting trigger warnings.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, it's all these fucking strangers. Put it to you this way. I know Brandon and Pascal pretty well.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be around them because I was so freaked out and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So imagine an elevator full of fucking people I don't even know.
Okay.
Tight spaces.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but you're not fucking having a weed meltdown, man.
Okay, well. Although, I don't understand why people do it if they have meltdowns, man.
You know,
just keep going.
It doesn't always happen.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you eat it, there's a good chance you will have a meltdown.
Okay. Well,
but it's, I can maintain.
You maintain?
Yeah, I can maintain.
Okay, all right.
I just had to get to my room.
I just got to get to my room, man.
So I'm in the elevator, and someone's like, are we going up or down? Just to the people in the room.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no fucking clue in my head.
Yeah.
And I look around.
Are you sure it was in your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very cognizant of that. And I realized that, this half of this elevator, there's 8 people in there, and 2/3 of them are all just fucked up like me and have no clue where they're going, other than they got to go to their hotel room.
Yeah.
And I felt comfortable. I'm like, all right. I'm not the only one that's
come. You're in a safe space, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I realized I was in a safe space. And one guy's, all right, we're going up, I guess. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. We're going to get there together, I said. We're gonna get there together.
Right. Oh,
my God. And it's always like this old dude and his wife. The old dude's shit-faced.
Yeah.
And his wife is walking him.
Yeah.
This story's taking way too long. Either way, I got a little cocky. I saw where I was, and then I was confident.
Yeah.
And then I started helping the other drunk people. Like, yeah, it's just over there. Oh. That's where we're going.
Ah.
But I got through it.
That's sweet.
So, long story short, Brandon, so you witnessed the meltdown, and did you realize I was having a meltdown?
In a way, yeah. I think Pascal and I even mentioned it, like, oh, he's a disaster.
So was
he's a wreck.
Was I making you guys uncomfortable at all?
Oh, absolutely not. It was a blast.
Okay. He's here right now, isn't he?
So, Brandon, tell us about this colorblind business.
What do you need to know?
So you just see grayscale.
Yeah, how can you paint an army? I mean, obviously the paints have labels on them, so that must help.
It helps tremendously.
Okay. So, yeah, people are like, oh, I just want a red, you know, base with purple. So you just look at the colors and then...
If it was... I just wish clients were that easy. But, yeah, no, I just look at the colors.
So you look at the names and then, like... I don't know, because there's like gradients and blends. Can you see the blends? Is it just like lighter shades of gray? And
it's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Ed can conceptualize it better.
Yeah.
Because he's more.
So of I'll explain the Crayola box to you.
Okay.
So we found out when I was really young that I was colorblind. So my mom was an artist, and she was really good at teaching me how to get around it. And she labeled my colored pencils and, you know, grass is green, sky is blue. And then you just memorize the Crayola box, and these are what the colors are. And I see a shade,
right.
And that specific shade is red. That specific shade is green.
Yeah.
But if you start doing blends or if you add light behind a color, that really gets to me. Like,
yeah.
When it's not a straight up color, if it's not just a real basic color, that's where I'll have an issue. But... as far as like blending and highlighting, I just that goes pretty easily for me.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, like, even though there's this wall that I'm looking at is gray, like this, you know, where the light's hitting, it's almost white, and then like with the shadows. So when you have those colors and shadows, that's got to be difficult, no?
Oh yeah, well, like denim. You know, your blue jeans, they're dyed to be that color.
By the way,
so I can see all the swirls in that and all the imperfections. So jeans just look dirty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was one of the things that fucking triggered me into the meltdown. He's explaining this. He says, we see solid blue jeans.
Yeah.
But that's not what he's seen.
He sees all the swirls of color. Wow, that's
great. Yeah, and how the pattern of the dye was applied even, right? Shit like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just, when I buy jeans, I buy the one that the swirls look the best.
Right. And nobody sees that, though.
Nobody sees it but fucking him and people like him.
Yeah.
And every male on my mom's side of the family, they all have.
Colorblindness?
That kind.
Yeah, they like my grandpa in the Navy, they would fly him over like a jungle in a helicopter, and he could point out what the fake camo was.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's fair. I didn't know
that. That's a good mutant power, I guess, depending on who you're bombing. But
I
mean.
I know they have people that will go in helicopters, like in the South, and will go over the green to find out which is the marijuana. Because in the South, the marijuana just grows so huge, just looks like a big plant.
Right.
But from up above, you can see the different color patterns if you have that special sight.
Wow.
So,
he's a mutant.
He's
like,
a mutant.
Like you.
I'm a mutant, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a fascinating fucking... So how did you... Because you told me you were a bit of an artist. Your mom was an artist. And you did standard, traditional art as well.
Yeah, I'm more like the pop art style, but a lot of just black and white, grayscale stuff.
With a splash of color here or there.
Right.
Ed, you'd like some of the stuff. Some of the stuff looks really cool. It reminded me of the Frankenstein you did. Did you do a Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Well, Ed has done a Frankenstein, too.
Yes.
This was from the Munsters, though. This was...
Herman Munster?
That's even
better. Yeah, it was Herman.
That's funny. I did the Boris Karloff.
A classic.
Nice.
Now, so you had this artistic leaning and capacity in you already, but where did the miniatures come into this? Like, what's your nerd origin story?
The miniatures are actually the nerd origin. Went into a comic book store with my little brother, and we just saw some models on the wall, and we both bought a box, thought it would be cool to build them. We painted them, and we brought them back to the store a couple days later to show the owner and see what he thought. And he says, "Hey, they look great. Now, do you want to play?" And we're like, "Wait, what? It's a game?"
Wow.
And did you?
And that was like 2000, 2001, something like that.
And did you end up playing?
Oh, yeah. I played a lot for a long time.
What were the miniatures that you picked up? Warhammer stuff?
My little brother got the Space Marines, and I was a Necron guy. I got the Necron Raiders back when they were like little metal models.
Old school. The first wave of Necrons.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
It's like right before the new plastic ones came out.
Now, is that where you stopped? Did you stop at 40K, or did you play other miniature games, or did you dip into RPGs at all?
No, Frankie and Reese make fun of me a lot. They actually take my nerd card away. 40K is really the only thing I've ever done.
But you know what? You can't let them do that to you.
No. They're assholes.
It's okay.
Yeah. They're assholes if they're doing that to you.
Yeah.
Now, I could take it away from you.
Yeah, Blake can.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But not your boss.
But he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
He'll do it nicely.
I'll do it right.
Yeah.
But so you were you immediately out of the gate good at the miniature painting?
Oh no. I like on the back of the box it would say the colors they used and it would show like three colors. Mm. And I just could not figure out for the life of me how they got it to look the way they did with only those three colors. But those were the only ones I would use.
Because they're lying to you.
They are lying.
Jerks.
Yeah. That heavy metal magic, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh,
Photoshop.
And poom.
So, I mean, so how long, like, immediately when you started painting them, was it something you enjoyed and you actively worked towards improving? Or was it just something that you picked up again later and started to really get better at?
So I kept with it and just built up a big army. And, the painting got better and better. And then turned out I was one of the better painters in the store. I've always been kind of competitive with my art and trying to be the best. So, just trying to beat everybody else, I got better. And White Dwarf back then used to have really good painting guides.
Yeah.
You know, they'd actually show you what they did. And it's a 1-3 mix of these two colors, blah, blah, blah. So I started collecting those, and I cut out all the painting guides for like 10 years, and I made a binder out of them.
Yeah.
And so that's how I learned how to paint. And, you get girlfriends and stuff, and so you got to not be a nerd for a little while. You don't paint, you don't play. But, I'd always get back into the painting side. So I've been painting a lot longer than I've been playing. But,
You gotta put it away till at least you have sex with her.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, right. Oh, by the way.
You're done. Bought and paid for. I can do what I want.
Yeah. By the way, I'm into this game. But
so I tell my wife, you're bought and paid for. Now this is who I am.
Just think of how embarrassing it would be if...
If this got out.
If this got out. You slept with me. So we'll just keep sleeping together, and I won't say what I play to other people.
You don't want people to know you're banging a nerd.
That's disgusting.
So one of our other friends, who's a really good painter, has a binder where he would take out White Dwarf articles or early internet articles.
Yeah, Eric.
I have one of his binders.
Yeah, he would print out early internet tutorials from like a Dr. Faust painting clinic, Cool Mini or Not used to have articles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He
would look up artists, special like Wong. Was it Wong?
Yeah. Bobby Wong.
Yeah.
Joe Orteza.
Yes.
Those guys were really big and good. Haley, Jennifer Haley.
In the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So he has a binder too.
Yeah.
Just thought that was interesting.
It's a great way to learn for sure.
He also won a Golden Demon.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't spend enough time on models to do that.
You see, Brandon was saying that he's not an artist.
Yeah.
We were in Vegas having a good time.
Yeah, no, the art part is gone. It's paint by numbers at this point.
He's a speed painter.
But art implies a technique as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Art without technique is what?
It's I don't know.
Exactly.
It's finger painting.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely...
Yeah, but no technique is a technique, Blake.
It's true.
So you can't say that.
That's how fucking shifty and shitty the definition of art is.
Let that eat some edibles and think about that.
I can't. I was in my hotel room for several hours listening to music with no words because I needed to.
Just before rocking back and forth?
No,
it was a good thing those windows were screwed shut.
Do you remember we met up later that night after you left your hotel room?
Yeah, I went back down. I was feeling comfortable. I wanted to smoke some cigarettes and just watch people.
Yeah, that's when I found you. You were just watching people.
Yeah.
What a weirdo
this guy is. He looked worse off than me as he was coming in, by the way. Brandon, you looked worse.
I had been drinking, though, a little bit myself.
Yeah.
But what we did is I just did a tour of the Paris Hotel and just stopped at every bakery I could, and I ate so many good treats.
And then when we were standing there talking, it's because what I was doing, I found out that I was talking into my phone, uh-huh, making notes, just things, crazy ideas pop into my head,
right?
And I could talk into it,
yeah.
And the best thing was I can go down the casino,
yeah,
and talk in it. And no one will hear the crazy shit I'm saying, or at least the crazy shit I think I'm saying, because it's so fucking loud. And to everybody else, it's just, oh, that's just a guy talking on his phone every now and then while he's having a cigarette. So I was very comfortable.
Okay.
Normally, I have to do that by myself because I'm self-conscious.
Okay. A while back, okay, listen, I was at Barnes & Noble, okay, and I'm in line to get some books.
Yeah.
And there's this guy who's just walking... Where the right, like, there's an aisle behind where the long line is because this was around Christmas, walking back and forth. And he's talking into something. It's not a phone, right?
It's a recorder.
No, I don't know what it is. And he's, like, saying some, like, stuff about racism, like, saying really loud things and cussing and swearing. He's a lunatic talking.
Yes.
But what you're saying kind of reminds
me of exactly.
This guy, he was just like walking up and down, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, this only because, you know, they like the Jews and this and
well,
the money.
I didn't get that weird.
No, but he was saying like things that were not appropriate.
Yes.
Right. And also cursing. And I just kept kind of like looking back, and then, you know, but there's a bunch of people that can hear him.
Yes.
And it looks like but he wasn't talking anything. He was like pretending to talk into like a voice recorder or somebody on the phone. Like, yeah, you need to look at this guy because he's doing this and this, and he's sleeping with this other guy over here because he's gay and this and that. And it's like, and they're making this movie, and it's talking about like Hollywood. Yeah. And it was just the craziest thing I've, not the craziest, but you know, it's just really crazy. This guy's just
an unhinged person.
Yes.
Which is why I can't do that in public.
Yeah.
Because I know in my head that, oh, I'm going to look like a fucking crazy person.
Well, you did.
Well, I didn't. Because in Vegas, it was just some guy talking on a cell phone.
Okay.
Because it's so loud, no one can
That's
hear
true.
Anything.
That's true, it is loud. Did you get your recordings?
Yeah, you can get away with it in Vegas.
Do you listen to your recordings after?
Every now and then I'll go back into it and see where I was at.
Can we play some on the show one day?
We'll see.
Come on, dude.
Some of them should not, you know.
I don't know, but can I hear the ones that shouldn't, and then we can play some, we can pick some?
I got to download them and get them going and see where I'm at. Because some of them I will remember, and I will carry them through and work with them.
Yeah.
And others, I'll hear them, I'm like, yeah, that was just me being stoned.
Okay.
Like, that is ridiculous.
But the ridiculous one could be kind
of
funny. But
yeah, some of them are funny.
Okay.
I have one recording where you'll like this one. Sorry, Brandon.
We're gonna end with this. We're gonna go to commercial.
We're gonna go to commercial. I wake up from a start in my sleeping, and I wake up, and I had something in a dream or an idea or something woke me up. Mm-hmm. And so then I pull out my phone and I start talking to my phone. And I'm like, it's talking real slow. And I'm getting the words out. And then it'll go quiet. And then you'll hear me start to snore. And the snoring will last like two snores.
Yeah.
And I'll come back on and continue my fucking sentence.
Okay, you got to get that.
That one is fucking really good. All right, Brandon, we're going to run some commercials. That we might even put on a Frontline Gaming commercial.
We should.
All right.
Should we, Brandon?
You absolutely.
All right.
Nah, we won't.
Nah, fuck them.
Mechanical Warhorse.
Mechanical Warhorse specializes in affordable, quality gaming aids, like markers, tokens, templates, and game effects. It doesn't matter what game system or skill you're playing, their products will take your game experience to the next level. Let's face it, makeshift gaming aids just don't cut it anymore.
Mechanical Warhorse.
Check out MechanicalWarhorse.com. Not only is the owner Carlos a great man, but he's a great lover. Once again, MechanicalWarhorse.com.
Mechanical Warhorse.
Yo, get off the computer. I need to check eBay. I got an auction ending soon. Wait, what are you doing on the computer?
I'm just buying some minis online.
Are you saving money?
Nah, dude, saving clicks. Time is money, right?
Hey, what the heck was that for?
Dude, you gotta buy from Frontline Gaming. They offer savings on minis every single day. And up to 25% off Games Workshop stuff.
Whoa, that's better than saving clicks. With all that savings, I can take a few days off of work so I can paint these minis.
Ow! You gotta stop that. It hurts.
You know what hurts? Spending 3 weeks base coating models. Save yourself some pain and get them painted by Frontline Gaming's painting studio.
You know what? You've got all the answers. That's why I'm glad you're my best friend. I don't know what I'd do without you. I could never hurt you. What are you looking up on eBay?
I'm selling a bunch of old models. Don't really use them anymore.
Why aren't you going through Frontline Gaming's secondhand store? You can get money or store credit.
I think you broke my nose.
I don't like your tone, mister. So I'm just going to say this. Head over to frontlinegaming.org for more details.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence, let's get nuts!
Okay, listen up! This is serious business!
Well, I've wrestled with reality for 35 years, Doctor, and I'm happy to state I finally won out over it.
Hey, don't worry, I can handle it. I took something. I can see things no one else can see. Why are you dressed like that?
So anyways, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, so guys, Brandon, out of all those commercials we just played, which one is your favorite?
Let's see. Did you play the one where you talk about chimichangas in the back, in the very end?
Yeah, for sure.
I like that one.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Depends on how I edit the show, man.
Depends on if Ed remembers when he goes to put the commercials in.
Probably not, because this is coming way down the line.
Did you know what? That chimichanga one, Ed actually put a little something special in there.
Yeah, if you listen to maybe like 10 episodes ago to the Wargamma commercial,
mm-hmm.
and you play it side by side to one that you heard today,
yeah,
the one we heard today, it's a little bit better.
It's a little bit better, yeah. I think. Yeah, Ed did some work.
I equalized the sound.
I'll have to listen to this one.
Yeah, because before the sound was coming in like really loud on one of your ears, like your right. Let's say it was on your right ear, and then your left ear was really dull. It wasn't equalized right, so I've been meaning to fix it for the longest time. And then when I fixed it, I added a little bit of tweaks.
A little bit of tweaks.
You might not even notice.
It was so subtle, but it was brilliant.
Yeah. Now, the Frontline one is pretty wonderful, too. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's a good liar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys, professionals over here.
Yeah, we get paid. We get paid to make commercials.
Yeah. Which we like. We probably should have ran
We need to get work on. We need to get working on that order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Microsoft is Microsoft. We just cashed the check from Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get paid first, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had Bill Gates' signature on there.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy.
Actually, copied it.
Would it be weird if it would have fucking Steve Jobs' signature on it?
From Microsoft?
No.
Oh, if we just had a check and it had Steve Jobs'.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be.
Yeah. That'd be weird. It'd be spooky. You know what? All right.
There is time travel. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, there's time travel.
Yeah.
Brandon, did you know time travel exists?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you seen any of those time travel videos? Like, there's one where there's a Mike Tyson fight from, like, 1993 or 94, something like that, when he was fighting some white dude. I don't know. And in the background, it looks like somebody's filming the fight on, like, a smartphone.
Well, I know every now and then there are weird pictures of, like, a crowds of people, and there's a guy in there. There's something off about him.
Yeah, there was one where there was like a crowd of pictures, like a black and white picture from like the 60s or something like that. And there's a guy with like a t-shirt with like a logo on it.
Yeah. I mean, that could all be phony.
That could be Photoshop.
So what do you know about time travel, Brandon?
I don't. I believe it.
I believe it too.
There was one. There's other ones too, like where there's a Charlie Chaplin video.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's from like the 20s and stuff. And there's a lady walking out, and it looks like she's talking with the phone on a cell phone to her ear.
I don't know. With fucking,
I've seen that video.
Yeah, but with video editing shit these days and manipulation, it's hard to say exactly what's, you know. If Donald Trump can make his hands look bigger in Photoshop for
he makes himself look bigger because he's actually really small.
I know. That's the thing. The tiny Trump. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, what we do here at the end, when we have a new person on, if we have time and if they're receptive, we do a standard word association fun game. It's called the Life After the Cover Save, LATCS, Filthy 15 Questions. It's redundant, I know.
I think we could trim it up a little bit. Yeah. We'll just call it the filthy Life After the Cover Saved LATCS Questions.
Yeah.
That should trim it down.
Okay. The Filthy 15 or the Not So Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
Now, if someone has worried about a future in politics or a public persona or they're working for PR.
I think
PR,
you could say anything now and become president.
That's true.
You know?
It's true.
And do lots of things.
Yes, it's true.
Not necessarily say.
Well, okay.
I don't think politics really cares anymore. I mean, people don't care.
Yeah.
That vote you in.
Yeah.
I think we talked about funky candy for a half hour. I think I can answer anything at this point.
Yeah, I think, and you know what? It wasn't lines of cocaine like other people. And they're still in office.
They're still in office.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brandon, what we do here is this word association game. So, I'll say, this is just an example. I'll be Ed. Apples or oranges? And his answer could be...
Am I Blake? Ed. You said you'll be Ed.
I say Ed.
Didn't you say you'd be Ed?
I don't know what I said.
You said, for example, I'll be Ed.
Okay, you start it. Go.
I'm confused.
Ed.
Who am I? Blake, who am I?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, so you're asking me now. You're Blake, and you're asking me.
I'm Blake.
Okay.
Just to get it, guys, I'm Blake, and okay. I'm asking Ed this question. Blake, apples, or I mean, I did it again.
You did it again.
Apples or oranges, Ed?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say bananas because I like apples, I like oranges, but I really like bananas better, so I'm going to say bananas.
See, if the question turned around to me, I would be like, I could say like oranges.
Yeah.
Because the citrus is just, it's nature's candy.
Yeah.
Oh, those cuties are good.
See
cuties.
So I'm
going
to say.
They're easier to peel than an orange, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no wrong answer. There's no right answer.
There's not even answers.
There's not really answers. So we're going to start it out slow and steady.
Yeah.
You want to start this puppy yet? So this.
You mean hit record?
Yeah, hit record.
Okay.
So, all right, Brandon Miner, Brandon Coal Miner, those. We got the paper, right there.
Yep.
Here it goes.
Here we go. Filthy Number 15. One. We're going full 15.
LETCS live with the cover say filthy 15 questions. Yes.
The full frontal 15.
The full frontal 15.
Okay. Number one. Coke or Pepsi?
Ooh. In the can, Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
In the drink, Coke.
Hmm. Wait, in the drink or the bottle?
The fountain.
The fountain?
In a cocktail.
Oh. Coke.
Why is that? Why
don't I don't know. Something about a cold Pepsi in a can is like really refreshing.
But with a cocktail, I think Coke is sweeter.
It's more of that caramelly. It coats your mouth more than a Pepsi does.
I love a good mouth coating.
I want a mouth coating right now.
I wish there was something I could drink. I'm thirsty.
Dude, we're almost done.
Is that Sprite? That's yours.
That's from last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or maybe 2 weeks ago. Who knows?
Give me that water with alcohol in it.
You can drink it. the airbrush cleaner?
Yeah, that'd be
Quick question, airbrush question.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have to use ammonia to shoot, to clean? Could you use, like, alcohol and water?
We use alcohol
and water. I just use the airbrush cleaner by Iwata.
What do you use to thin your paints?
Use Airbrush Flow Improver by Vallejo. A drop or two in your paint is good.
He actually mentioned one of his pro tips. That's a good one.
Because Caleb was telling us alcohol and water.
Yeah, alcohol is going to dry out your paint so quickly, though. Like, it won't in the pot, but like as soon as you spray it, it dries.
Hmm. So.
Well, it gets on the model. I airbrushed with it. It works.
He didn't clean his airbrush last.
No, but it does cake on pretty quick.
And I airbrushed. Well, Caleb is a pro, so you know he knows as well.
Caleb knows. Maybe that was a cheaper alternative. Maybe he actually...
Different strokes for different folks.
You know what? Caleb licks his paintbrushes.
He is a brush licker.
Are you a brush licker?
Yeah, me too.
I'm starting to do it because I think it improves my painting.
I get the fucking... I like how Privateer Press... Tastes different from Apple Barrel, tastes different from GW, tastes different from Vallejo.
Yeah.
I have to say Vallejo has my favorite taste.
Vallejo?
What's your favorite taste, tasting paint, Brandon?
I think the Vallejo. Like when you're spraying like a dark brown, it almost smells like chocolate, so then it makes you think it tastes like it too.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like your brown and my brown are the same brown, dude.
It's like gray.
What the fuck?
All right, don't worry about my brown.
All right, so number two, hamburger or pizza?
Tacos.
Oh, beautiful.
Fuck, dude, oh, man.
A good taco?
Last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
I had a Pathfinder session.
Okay.
It's soft taco Thursday.
At Del Taco. It's chicken soft taco.
Yeah. We ordered $50 worth of fucking soft tacos.
And they're like 3 for $2.09 or something?
89 cents.
Well, like the 3 for $2.09, which... Yeah, it's...
It's like 25 times... 75 tacos, dude.
I think, yeah. It was a massive number of tacos.
How many did you eat?
Over 10.
How many people are in your party?
5.
Wow.
There were some left over. I could have eaten more.
Yeah.
But I started feeling a little weird.
Yeah.
And the next day, at work, at school, I just shit constantly.
I farted a taco.
I farted a whole chicken soft taco. You're right, Ed.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Sans the lettuce.
Well, yeah. And that's where the dirt, and it's funny. The weird part is, I put mild on it when I ate it, but when I shit it out, it was Del Scorcho.
Del Scorcho.
El Diablo.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what? It tasted just as good the second time. The second time around, it tasted just as good.
A little bit spicier.
A little bit spicier.
All right. Number three. And the other GCS drink doesn't filter for the team.
Yep.
We got Marvel or DC.
Batman, so DC.
Okay.
He preempted here.
He had to, like, really think about what is the difference between Marvel and DC.
Well, he knew who he liked.
Yeah.
Therefore, it dictated.
Well, let's see if this actually changes at all. Anyway, okay. Since you picked DC, we have a follow-up question, number four. DC, Batman or Superman?
I do not like Superman. That's silly.
Why don't you like Superman?
You know what? Batman's semi-realistic. You know, like...
No.
Yeah, he's semi-realistic. No. There is some shadow of, I could be Batman. But yeah,
you can't be Superman.
Superman, come on. That's clown shoes.
How do you know you weren't adopted?
How do you
and
know
then once
not...
those sun rays give you enough power, you'll lift a car.
To save your dad, your not real dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's weird though?
Has Brandon, your dad ever changed the tire?
I was adopted.
Well, here's the deal though. Have you ever, you know what? When he takes off his glasses,
yeah,
it's Brandon. When he puts them on, I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Just like Superman.
Exactly.
That may be part of the alien genetic code.
You know what though? Batman is ridiculous. And I think the best Batman movie so far has been the Lego Batman movie. I'm just going to say that right now. It was very entertaining.
Bold statement. All right.
Tough crowd.
I just think, you know what? He's fighting people who a lot of the times the villains have more powers than he does. And he somehow beats them.
Because he's fucking smarter.
No.
He's tougher.
No.
He's...
Richer.
Richer.
That's it.
He's got stacks, bro.
And he's fucking American. I'm with you, Brandon.
He's American.
Superman fucking sucks.
No, all right. No, he doesn't. Cool. Your mom sucks.
Question number five. Question number five. LATCS. Life of the cover safe. Dirty Dozen. Filthy 15 questions. Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
Ooh. Trying to think of another fighting game, but Mortal Kombat is the one, man.
Yeah, it's.
I got to play Street Fighter as a kid. I wasn't allowed to play Mortal Kombat, but when I was finally of age to play Mortal Kombat, it just blew my mind.
Blew you fucking away. All right, so then the follow-up question is... Question number six. LATCS. Life over the cover save. Filthy 15. Dirty Dozen questions. Not so dirty. With Brandon Miner. Scorpion or Sub-Zero?
Scorpion, hands down.
Get over here.
Scary.
A lot of people, most people pick Scorpion out of that.
He's the easiest. You go back, forward, punch.
He's also the bad guy.
No one ever says Goro.
Yeah.
No one ever says Johnny Cage.
No one ever says Liu Kang.
No
one,
Do you really want to say Johnny Cage?
Yeah.
Who's the mercenary guy?
Kano.
No one says Kano.
Sonya.
No. Okay. No one says Sonya.
No one's ever said so. Katana. There's so many people.
Raiden. I like Raiden a lot.
Raiden's cool. He's a god.
The Shang Tsung guy. That
yeah.
Cool.
Shang Tsung. Kung Lao.
Welcome to Live at the Cover Save. LATCS. Listing... Mortal Kombat characters.
Yeah. Yeah. Kung Lao.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liu Kang.
So some stone cold there.
All right. Number seven of the LATCS Life After the Cover Save. Filthy 15 in the Dirty Dozen book or the screen or the page.
Yeah.
Or the cinema.
The page.
Screen
the page.
Meaning television, movie, or the book?
Book on tape.
Oh, I think that could be the first. Audiobooks.
Yeah.
Great.
I paint for a living, man. I can't look up and I can't sit down to read.
It's true.
I can't look up and I can't sit down to read. Fucking good motto, man.
I know, man.
All right, so question number eight.
Time to read.
This is a new one. This is a new one, actually, I do believe.
It is a new one.
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, it's all about the Darth Vader. Did you see that new movie? Just hack, hack, hack. Oh.
What?
The Rogue One? He was in Rogue One. Or Force Awakens.
No, it was Rogue One.
He was also in Force Awakens, too. It's just a shriveled up mask.
Shriveled up testicle. I have my grandfather's shriveled testicle. Yeah. I keep it in a weird thing of ashes.
You know what's funny? When they burned Grandpa, it was just his nuts. They didn't burn.
That's where all the
metachlorians.
That's all the metachlorians.
Metachlorians is nuts. So every night I kiss him.
And he kept the helmet in like, oh, here's a bit of sand. Here's a sand bath. It's like, you remember he was kept the helmet in like this thing of sand or ashes.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a fucking chinchilla.
Exactly.
It's your grandpa's helmet.
Yeah.
It doesn't need
mount it.
Yes.
You know, put it on display.
Yeah.
Go to IKEA and get a glass display case.
Yeah, get a shadow box.
I mean, it's the future. He could recreate it.
Yes.
And just wear it.
I mean, I don't know why they couldn't just take the ashes and grab some DNA and just make them again. They have clone technology.
They do have clone technology.
Oh, man.
You know what?
They got to do it.
Let's write Disney.
Dear George Lucas.
Dear Walt.
Yeah.
We know you're alive.
Yeah. We've had the technology. Why don't they?
Yeah. They've kept you alive for 300 years.
Yeah.
Wait, 150.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right, number 9. The last life has a cover saves. Number 9, Stones, the Rolling Stones, or the Beatles?
Rolling Stones or Beatles? I like Beatles. They're fine.
Word.
Most people have stuck to those two.
Usually,
one said like Metallica.
No,
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Limp Bizkit.
All right, we're going to go Nine Inch Nails then.
Oh, Nine Inch Nails. Now he's changing his answer. You made him change the answer, Blake.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, you never know.
Those are good. Everyone saw that Cirque du Soleil.
People
cool.
are entitled to change their answers.
Oh, all that
Blake,
work,
like, all that work for,
and
just
that like, he just tried to fart a taco in here. it wasn't even the kernel of
it was,
chicken.
It wasn't even the you know the tip of the taco sauce that you tear off with your teeth,
spit out.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. No, that came out.
I'm terrible. Don't force it out, man.
Yeah, right, sure.
You can hurt yourself.
What do we have here?
Rolling
O-ring. Number 10. Zombie apocalypse or alien invasion?
Ooh. I like them zombies, man. That's pretty hip these days. Okay. I think I could survive it living in the mountains for so long.
Yeah, we didn't get to that story about you being in the mountains, which means when you come back on...
What? I want to hear the story.
About the injury?
Yes.
In the mountains?
After right. this.
After this, finish. He'll We're give going. It to us.
He'll give us a story. Cool. So you're saying you'd survive in the mountains?
Well, zombies. He has some skills.
What if he got injured? They'd be easier to chase down. All right. Number 11, Marilyn Monroe or Betty Page?
Oh, yeah. Come on, Betty Page. I don't even know anyone else I could say other than Betty Page.
I mean... You got, like...
Emma Stone, maybe?
I mean, she was in a zombie movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for a redhead, man.
Isn't your wife's not a redhead, is she?
She was when I met her. She changed it up, I think.
They change after you marry them. So,
you bought and paid for it, and then you stuck with what's
Well, she was
really,
like...
She did reality. Marry a nerd.
She's like, yeah, I married this fucking nerd.
All right. She can have it.
All right. What we have here... Number 12, this finishes up the not-so-dirty dozen. We talked about the ladies, but it's... Let's be fair here. We live in a gender-fluid society. And no judgments. Brad Pitt or Johnny Depp? And here's the deal. We're not judging you. These are just word associations.
Your wife might judge you.
Someone else might, but we're not.
No.
You know?
We're beyond that.
Word association. It's just a fun game.
Denzel.
Okay. Oh.
He is pretty charming.
Yeah, he is real charming. No judgment. No judgment, but we know. We understand that.
Number 13. We're getting into the Filthy 15 now.
Now is where it gets
filthy.
Filthy. Right. The LATCS, Life After the Cover, say Filthy 15 question. Brandon Miner for number 13.
Number 13 of the Filthy 15. Top or bottom?
Just no judgment. These are just words.
Top or bottom?
Cameraman.
Ooh, that's an original. That's, no one's done that one before.
Wow, this is first time.
Yeah. Fucking Jesus Christ. All right, number 14.
Am I breaking the game? Am I not doing it right?
No. This is
that was perfect.
Honestly, it's the way. Okay, all right. We say that there's no rules.
Yeah.
We say that this just...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
Actually, when someone is able to pick one that's not on the list...
From out of left field?
It actually is more enjoyable for us.
Yeah.
Unless they have a really good reason why they like Pepsi.
Yeah.
But either way, you're doing good, dude. Don't worry about it. You're doing fine. Number 14.
There's no wrong answer.
Well, let me tell you. One time we had this yokel on, this jerk named Mac Martin, who I vowed would never come on our show again. he said that Batman was a villain. And he talked for about 10 minutes, the most boring 10 minutes of my life, about how if Batman spent all the money that he did helping, you know, the homeless and doctors, that he would fighting the crime that he's creating, the world would be a better place. So he's actually...
He's a horrible villain.
Yeah.
He is somebody that is using their money to damage the world, to not make the world better.
Yeah.
He's spending...
Boring.
Number 14. Cut or uncut?
Cut or uncut?
Yeah.
Shit.
Shaved?
Uncut.
You can't wiggle out of that one. Sometimes that one's hard to wiggle out of sometimes. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Uncut.
Yeah. So I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't know about that business.
No explanation necessary.
No. There's no judgment here. It's just
no,
a word.
No.
You know, if we would have said cut and uncut.
Let your wife dye her hair different colors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We know what she's dealing with.
Yeah. Number 15, LATCS, Life of the Cover Save, Filthy 15 Questions with a Dirty Dozen, Not So Dirty Dozen in the middle. Brandon Miner, Frontline Gaming, going to give us a story about living in the mountains after this, possibly.
Yeah.
We will see.
If Blake ever finishes
15. Ass play.
Oh. Butt stuff. Huh?
I don't know.
No.
Ass play.
What was it? It was either a movie or a show. Sorry to go off topic, but the guy needed a babysitter because it was his anniversary. He was like an Indian guy. He's like, we're going to do butt stuff. It's all good. Bold words.
And he's you know what his answer is?
What?
Ass play.
Oh, double.
Double ass play.
Yeah.
That's what ass I to ass.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. All right. So do we have time that he can give us the story?
Yeah.
About living in the mountains?
If it's like 10 minutes, fine. Let's do it.
All right.
That's not even that long. It's like a 2-second story.
Okay, good. And go.
So I want to preface this.
Actually, let's close out
the show. Doesn't make sense just to talk about it.
We'll close out the show?
No.
What?
No.
Huh?
I don't know.
All right. So, Brandon, you said that you might do better in a zombie apocalypse because of your time in the mountains.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe. So, your time in the mountains, you lived in the mountains, out of the middle of nowhere, and something happened to you.
Yeah, so my wife and I, when we first got married, we were living in a Victorian house downtown Denver. It's pretty cool.
She was a redhead.
But it's loud there.
She was a redhead.
She was back then. Damn it. No. So we were sick of how loud it was, so we decided let's just flip a switch and move to the middle of nowhere mountains. And we did. We moved into this cabin that the after the 14 acres of property, it was national forest. There was nothing out there.
Wow.
And we had to chop wood to keep our house warm. And to chop wood, we had to chop down trees. It was a pretty brutal lifestyle. Now, mind you, this is like, you know, the year that we're married, we're moving to the mountains, and there's no internet, there's no TV, there's no cell phone signal. So this is how you learn if you're going to be able to stick with someone or not.
That was funny.
And then it was Christmas Eve, and we had family coming to stay, and a big blizzard came that we didn't expect, and my firewood pile was low. So I'm out in a blizzard cutting wood, and I slipped on the ice, and my axe fell and hit my knee.
Wow.
Now, it didn't cut me or anything like that. It just, you know, a 12-pound or a 5-pound metal object hitting you, it's going to hurt. It's going to do something wrong. And I was employed back then, you know, had a real job and health insurance, but it didn't hurt enough to bother me. And then 3 months later, I'm working for Frontline as a, you know, an artist, so I'm a freelance, or what is that called, 1099 employee.
Yeah. Slave.
Yeah. An at-will employee, you know.
It's a right-to-work state.
So there's not, you know, benefits involved with that unless you get them yourself. And 3 months later, my knee just gave out, and so now I have a pretty healthy limp, pretty well known for that now.
Wow.
And that's because of chopping wood, but I'll tell you what. I can chop some wood.
Is there Obamacare?
Is
there Obamacare?
Oh, I don't know if there's Obamacare.
There is some sort of thing. We finally got on it, and we were denied a couple years and moved here to San Diego, and we're approved for some insurance.
Yeah.
And next month we get a surgery, so we're good.
Thank God for California.
So last we talked, you're going to get a surgery.
Yeah, I need to go to talk to my orthopedic surgeon, figure out exactly what's going to happen. But yeah, the surgery, it's all in the works right now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fucking badass do you have to be to live in the fucking mountains?
Mm-hmm.
There's a blizzard coming.
Yeah.
We got Mom and Pa
coming
in and Cousin Bill.
Yeah.
And his wife, Darlene, she's also a redhead.
Yeah.
And the blizzard's coming. So
she's also cousin Darlene.
We got to cut down some trees to get some firewood. Yep. So he's going down there. He's humping up this fucking hill.
Yep.
In the snow.
Yep.
Ready to fucking chop to fell trees.
Yeah.
So we can cut them up to keep the fucking family and the hearth warm.
Got to keep.
It's a man's man you're talking about, like, here. I like this.
Pull up a chair by the fire. That's what I'm going to. It's cold out there.
Right?
We were the only people up there that had all their fingers. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, Brandon, you are a man's man.
There's always. Look who it is!
This is all Hearthstone shit.
Yeah, if you ever play Hearthstone,
you know exactly what we're talking about.
When you log into the game, it loads a loading screen, and then like the page comes to life, and he'll say something like, "It's warm by the fire," or something like that.
Come in. It's cold out there.
Yeah.
It's another podcast we do.
Sorry.
I thought he was having a minor stroke.
No, I was trying to. I'm like, let me think of the line real quick.
Yeah.
And I didn't think of it very quick.
No, he didn't. I was waiting to hear.
I was like, boys, look who it is.
All right. So, Brandon, we hope. Oh, yeah. This is the time to plug, I guess. I can do it for you.
No.
You do it? Yeah, plug. If people are interested
in anything. Facebook, a YouTube video channel.
Making content,
painting miniatures.
Yeah, so it's an opportunity to get people in your direction.
Frontline Gaming, really. We do the paint studio, and I'm the lead painter for our in-house painting studio for Frontline Gaming.
Yeah.
So anything you're interested in, we have 20 some artists that we can get pretty much any project done quickly and well. And we've got some of the lowest prices out there. There's not very many studios that can boast our low prices. So there's that. That's a good benefit.
I have a question.
Yeah, talk to me.
What's your favorite models to paint? Your line?
I think Eldar are pretty easy. I like them.
Okay. Just curious.
But, I mean, I paint so many models a month. Since the LVO, I've finished 5 commissions.
That is utterly ridiculous.
Well, how many is 5? 5 models?
Blake only painted 2 models.
So, 5 commissions.
Like, I have a Tau commission in front of me right now that's probably, like, I don't know, 3,000 points.
Jesus H. Christ.
And he's done 5 commissions. And you've painted 2
models. And I cleaned an airbrush.
Now, these commissions, the other ones I finished weren't huge, huge commissions, but they're all, like, high level and, you know, minimum of, like, 10, 15 models each.
There you go.
So, well, I mean, yeah. you have a particular Magnus the Red model that's been making the rounds on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, I've done a couple of those so far. I did a white one that I painted up to kind of look like David Bowie. Oh. And then I did one for Jeff in Control. Oh. That's the one that's getting around more or less.
You painted one for Jeff in Control?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we sponsored Jeff, and I paint all of his miniatures for him.
Yeah, you know who his new fucking go-to painter is?
This guy.
It ain't, yeah. Israel is a phenomenal painter, hell of an artist.
Yeah.
But
if you want,
Brandon's the man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if he's paying for miniatures, he'll probably still go to Israel. Israel's definitely the man.
Oh, it's a sponsorship.
Yeah, when he's getting
thing.
Sponsored stuff, he definitely wants to get that for free.
Okay, well.
We should get sponsored.
Jason did not give us those options.
Yes,
Jason did not give us those options.
That's a special deal. Jeff's a pretty special guy.
Well, I don't know if you've heard of Blake and Ed. They're pretty special, too.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We could take free fucking paintings. Yes. That's all I'm trying to say here.
Sponsorship, man.
Someone's got to always paint a single miniature for my buddies.
Okay, listen.
All right, I got a Stompa.
Listen, yeah.
That's how everyone starts with. They're like, no, we're going big.
I got a Thunderhawk.
Yeah.
Me and Blake need to get sponsored by Frontline so we can go win some Malifaux tournaments.
No, here's the deal.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I am Team Zero.
We just did a Malifaux project here in the studio last week.
What was it?
I don't know. It was some cowboys with fire and stuff.
Oh, that would be the Death Marshals.
Yeah.
I don't play these games.
Lady Justice.
Nah, I'm going to do Guild. Some 10 Thunders quality. I paint my own stuff.
Yeah, Ed paints his own. Ed's a good painter.
Yeah.
I wish at Vegas Ed could have been a part of some of the discussions when I was asking you guys about painting philosophies and all that kind of business.
Next time.
He even had a couple secret cheat codes that we're not going to mention here because that's something you're going to do on your time. But I did mention it to Ed. And when we hang up, do want to ask you one of those questions again.
Oh, yeah. The cheats are the best.
That's all right, let's hang up right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang up on you.
But yeah, no. So you gotta try and get sponsored, right? I don't exactly know what those kinds of deals are.
I get given
models, and I get told to paint them.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
That's just us speaking out of school. We don't have to worry about
any
of that.
We need to talk to Jason. You know, slide some models in front of Brandon to paint.
All right, so Brandon, it was a pleasure to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too, guys.
We look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Yeah.
Maybe Kingdom Con?
Yeah.
In San Diego? Who knows?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'll go to all the different events. The Frontline guys are going to start, dragging me around everywhere. So,
the showpiece.
Yeah, that's their.
No, I'm Frankie's roommate, so we do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, you're his prize horse, huh? look at the right. teeth. Look at the teeth
He's
on
like,
that one.
You know, I got to bring someone pretty with me, so that's me.
Don't cross them, because you don't want to end up in someone else's bed with your head cut off.
Sleep with the fishes. All right, guys. Tell Pascal we say bye.
Yes.
And we're going to close out the show.
Maybe we'll get him on the show one day.
That could
I doubt
too.
It. I doubt it.
We'll see. You never know.
He's a quiet guy.
You never know.
Yeah.
He's a thinker.
Oh.
He said some pretty intelligent things to me. In the immortal words of Moose Jaw Jack, do you have something to say, Ed?
You praised somebody. I was just shocked.
Oh.
closing it out. In the immortal...
You were high at the time.
In the immortal words of Moose Jaw Jackson,
life is always sweeter after the cover save.
And now the time has gone away. Thank you for listening today. Blake and Ed, they want to thank you. Evil Ed, you better listen up this day. 'Cause Blake and Ed are talking 40K. You know the motto is life is always.